We're going to dismiss the children to the children's ministry. See if you want to follow Miss Mia, my wifey, to the gym. Good to be with you guys. I'm a little teary-eyed after all that worship. Thank you, worship team. So if I start crying up here, whew, you guys got me. But go ahead and turn to Psalm 1, verse 1. That's what I'm going to be reading today. So last weekend, on my way to Camp Swamp, I heard a quote from Socrates. It said, it went along the lines of, "A life unexamined is not worth living." Again, a life unexamined is not worth living. It's a pretty impactful quote. I was impacted by it greatly. And I mean, I think it's a very basic, not a basic principle of Christianity of, hey, we need to reflect and take stock of who we are and examine our lives. But for whatever reason, this quote was just banging down my door this week. You know, I'd be watching TV, and I would just hear that quote float across my mind. I'd be eating dinner with Mia, that quote float across my mind. And so finally, I was like, this is in my head for a reason, and so I should probably reflect on it. It's pretty straightforward, but I'm stubborn, so I decided not to for a while. So I finally sat down, and I was like, why is this in my head? And I realized, man, I haven't taken stock of my life for a while. I can't really remember the last time I did. It might have been New Year's, it might have been before that, it might have been after, but I can't really pinpoint it. And so I was like, all right, it's obvious that I need to reflect. I need to examine my life. Who am I today? Who am I becoming? Who am I in Jesus? And so I sat down and I reflected on it. And so while I was reflecting, Psalm 1 was also just like banging down my door. And again, I'm stubborn, so it took me a while to finally turn there. But when I did, I realized there was a very good reason for it. So let's read in Psalm 1, verse 1. "Blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of mockers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever he does prospers. Not so the wicked. They are like chaff that the wind blows away. Therefore the wicked will not stand in judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous. For the Lord watches over the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish." So reading that, I asked myself three questions. Number one, who am I in step with? Am I in step with the wicked, or am I in step with the righteous? Number two, is there a middle ground, please? You know, is there a middle ground between walking with the righteous or walking with the wicked? And after thinking about it, I came to the conclusion of, in my life right now, no, I don't think there is a middle ground. And number three, why? So why am I in step with the wicked? What do I need to change? Or vice versa, why am I in step with the righteous? Right? What am I doing right that I can continue and build on and maybe even teach others who are in need of that? And so in reflecting on these questions and on the scripture and taking stock of my life, I came to the conclusion, because there's no middle ground, that I am in step with the wicked, right? And that's a hard realization. I had to be really honest with myself. Like that second question I asked about, is there a middle ground? I really fought for that middle ground because I'm doing the right things, right? I'm still praying. I'm ministering to middle schoolers. I'm doing the right things. But ultimately, it came down to whether or not I feel like I'm withering or prospering. That's how I decided. And I felt myself withering much more than prospering. I felt everything I was doing in my life, I was pushing. And nothing came easy, really. I was in middle school ministry. I felt like I was pushing. It was laborsome because I was relying so much on myself and trying to do it myself. And ultimately, that's wickedness, right? And it's a harsh word, but that's what it is, right? And so with that, I started thinking about what I've been preoccupied by, right? I've been preoccupied by my career. What am I going to do with my life? My finances. How am I going to achieve these financial goals that we've set? And three, just current affairs that's going on everywhere, all around us, all the time. That's so exhausting and so everything. And my mind hasn't been preoccupied by the things that I should be. I haven't been thinking about the sacrifice that Jesus made. I haven't been reflecting on who I was before Christ and who I am now and how it's built me up and who I am today. My delight is not in the law of the Lord. I don't meditate on his word. I really don't. I should. I know I should, but I know I don't, right? And so with that, my encouragement to you guys as you commune with Christ today is, who are you in step with? Really reflect on your life and really be honest with yourselves. Like, it's not easy. It's not. And it was really hard for me to come to that conclusion. I mean, I minister some of your children, and I hate that that's the conclusion that I came to, right? And so that's my encouragement to you as we go into communion. Let's pray. Dear Lord, thank you so much for today, God. Thank you so much for the sacrifice that you made for us, God. Thank you so much that we were all able to meet together, God, and as a group, reflect on you, God, and reflect on the way that you've changed our lives in just countless number of ways, God. Numbers of ways, God. But I'm just so grateful, God. And I just pray, Lord, that as we reflect on you and on our lives, that we can remember who you are and your sacrifice, God. And I pray that your spirit is with us today in this room and that you really move in all of our lives, God. And I pray that as we reflect and take stock of our lives, that we each take steps towards righteousness more so than the wicked, God. We love you, Lord. We pray this all in your name. Amen.